experts say that being yourself and risking people not liking you is better than experiencing the stress and tension that results from bending over backwards to please others. This is Cherie, your host for Life of a People Pleaser podcast. Stay tuned. Hi, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to my very first episode of my solo podcast project called Life of a People Pleaser. I must say that I had a hard time trying to come up with a name for my own podcast project, but you know what? This one suits me. I can say that most anybody who knows me has at one time called me a people pleaser or acknowledged that that's what I am. But myself, I have a hard time accepting that title for me. I do like to think of myself as somebody who's kind, caring, and giving at whatever expense that is. And so I never really embraced that. But my grandmother, my late grandmother who passed last year, one of the last things she said to me in her last few weeks of life was that I'm a nice girl, but I'm always trying to people please. So this podcast will not solely be on this subject, but it was a great introductory episode for me. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about that topic. I know there's many like me in the world. Again, I do kind of pride myself on being somebody who's very caring, giving, and kind. And don't look at that as trying to bend over backwards, but that's exactly what I'm doing. I am a Virgo. Virgos by nature are perfectionists, but we're also pleasers. So I'm not saying my zodiac sign has everything to do with my innate ability to please other people, but definitely I notice that there's a lot more Virgos who have that tendency. I also think that in review of my life, I can kind of see maybe where that personality trait comes from. I was adopted when I was 3 years old, and you know, being adopted comes with its own emotional baggage, and you're just always trying to find somebody to love you, for you to love, to accept you, to be accepted, and so it's part of that people-pleasing aspect, I guess. But I did just read an article recently on Healthline.com, and the article's called How to Stop People-Pleasing and Still Be Nice. It's written by Crystal Raple. Just wanted to give credit. Signs of being a people-pleaser, and there's some very telltale signs. The first one says having a low opinion of yourself. I think that people that know me think that I'm very confident and sure of myself and I don't have low self-esteem. But I know that sometimes when I'm by myself, when I have to think for me and sit with my emotions and feelings, that I do have issues when it comes to my self-esteem and worth. Second, you need others to like you. And that's true. I think my whole life I looked for people to like me. I didn't want to do anything to upset anybody, and I would always make sure that I did the very best to make sure people liked me. Also, it's very hard to say no. A lot of times I say yes. Almost all the times I say yes. Even at my age now, at 44 years old, I'm oftentimes don't want to say no. I don't want to upset people. I don't want people to not like me. I don't want to be a burden or bother to somebody. So I'm a yes person. A yes person in my career, in my personal life, and relationships. And I think that it becomes a hindrance sometimes. I apologize. I accept fault when I'm not always to blame. I agree instead of disagree. And sometimes that makes one struggle with authenticity of themselves. I'm very outspoken. I'm very upfront and blunt sometimes, and I think that being that way means I'm being authentic, but not true if I'm doing it to people please instead of for my own personal happiness. People pleasers are givers. We often don't have any free time, and we don't like arguments or conflict. And that is very much true for me. I am a giver by nature, will give the shirt off my back, will do more for others than for myself. And I have always been that way. I thought it was such a great quality was to run in and to rescue, fix, be there, provide support, all of those things for anybody in my life. And then I'm standing there sometimes in my own little world wondering, what have I done for me? And the arguments and conflict part, for sure, I don't like anybody upset with me, and I don't want to be the reason for that, but I also don't want to upset other people and create conflict. And definitely people pleasing does affect me in all of my relationships, in that it feels like I'm putting on an act sometimes. I'm doing what I think people want so they'll like me. It gets to be frustrating, resentful. You start to analyze, like, are people taking advantage of you? Your relationships as a whole are not satisfying. Personal, career, family, they're not satisfying if you're constantly the one that's doting, taking care of, giving, supporting, praising, and you get none of that in return. It's very unfulfilling. And it does take a toll on you. It takes a toll on your psyche, your mental, emotional state. It's a lot of stress. You get burnt out pretty easily. You get worn down. I know myself, I suffer with depression and anxiety, and that comes in waves, right? In those waves, I'm usually reflecting on back on what got me to this point. And it has a lot to do with giving so much energy out and not putting that energy back into myself. I wouldn't say I put the responsibility on the people that I've been such a pleaser to. That's not what I'm saying. I have spent so much energy and time and effort on other people that I haven't taken care of who I am. And then it does become a frustration to people in your inner circle. I know I've dated a few times where the level of love that I give, my people-pleasing aspect or the giving nature in me, is overwhelming, and people don't know how to deal with that. They're like, oh my God, how are you, who loves this much? Who dotes on somebody this much? Who spoils this much? Who wants to be present and do everything that you do? It's too toxic. It's overwhelming. And not toxic in a bad way, just that they're not used to someone in their life who is constantly trying to please them, that they don't even know how to accept that. And then it's a form of rejection when you are doing you, that is your personality trait, and they see it as something that's overwhelming for them. But where does people pleasing come from? When I have read a lot of articles on this, it doesn't seem like there's any one underlying reason or trait for it. Again, for me, it's probably past traumas, feelings of abandonment, searching for love, searching for people to love me back. Definitely self-esteem issues, fear of rejection. And then how do you overcome being a people pleaser? How do you show kindness and mean it? And how do I learn to put myself first? These are all things at 44 I'm still have to work on. This is an everyday mindset of mind that I've excused away to my personality. Why can't they just accept me for who I am? This is who I am. You trying to say you don't like me because I'm so nice and giving and caring? I'm just trying to please you. All I want to do is please you. But I can say in the lows and the lows of the depression of dealing with this in my life that I've learned that I have to overcome the people-pleasing behaviors that are intertwined in my personality and life. And so that's going to take constant work. I need to think about the action and the response in the behavior of pleasing people. I need to meet my own needs first, and I need to make sure I know how it makes me feel. And sometimes I need to learn to wait until people ask me for help. I don't need to come to the rescue of everybody. I don't need to save people. I don't need to fix people that are broken. And I just need to learn to sit back and let them come to me, because they sure as shit wait for me to come to them. So the other thing is, counseling is such a great form of therapy, to be able to work on some of that people-pleasing aspect that is kind of detrimental to your emotional well-being. And then, of course, like this article says, which, again, go to healthline.com and read this article written by Crystal Rampel. It's what I've referenced this entire podcast. The bottom line is, you have to find the root of why you have that personality trait in you. What is it you want to change and work on? And And then going forward, how to have a healthier relationship with everybody in your life, whether it's your job, your career, your boss, your spouse, your lover, your friends, your kids, yourself, how to have a healthier relationship with yourself. And that's definitely one thing I strive to work on. But again, this podcast as a whole is not going to be every episode talking about people pleasing. It was just such a great title because it's a huge proponent of my life. So I just wanted to assure that we will not be talking about this topic every single week. This podcast will have a vast variety of subjects we'll be talking about. I am a 44-year-old woman. I am a mother and a grandmother. I have a lot of life experiences, a lot of trauma, a lot of issues. I have friends that'll come on and friendship relationships and, you know, dating relationships and lovers and maybe ex-spouses that will come on and share stories with me during this journey. But this was just a podcast for me to express me as a person, what makes me who I am, and hope that other people can relate to the kind of person I am, the kind of the way I put myself out to others, and that they can relate to the things that I say and find some helpful tips or information in where to find help or how to change or how to actually sit with yourself and analyze who you are and work on ways to be a much better you. So until next time, I appreciate everybody tuning in and taking a moment to listen to episode number one, which was a reflection of the title of this podcast. Much love to everybody. Can't wait to check in with you guys soon. Thank you. Find new episodes here each week. Make sure to subscribe, like, follow, and share. And remember, take care of you before anyone else. All love.
Love.
Thank you for tuning in. What a great episode.